أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So today we're going to talk about the story of Sabah, the town, the seaport in Yemen, which was blessed with awesome greenery. It was good and pure land. Allah in Surah Sabah in Ayah 15 says, لقد كان لسبع في مسكنهم آية جنتان يمين وشمال كلوا من رزق ربكم واشكروا له بلدة طيبة ورب غفور. Certainly there was a sign for Sabah in where they lived. They had gardens on the right and gardens on the left. Eat of that which your Rabb has provided you, but give thanks to him. It's a good land and you have a forgiving Rabb. They virtually had everything. You know, they were a trade and agricultural capital with being a seaport, managing to export their produce because of their position all over the world. They had one of the biggest economies of the region. Now, between them and Jerusalem, which was another large economy, there were smaller towns, which were their smaller trade partners. Not only do these small partners provide stops whilst on their journey to the larger towns, but they also provided security. However, greed got the better of them, and they pray to Allah. If you look at it in Ayah 19, they say, Rabbana ba'id baina asfarina, make spaces to be longer between our journeys. In other words, quash all the little towns. We want them all to be removed, so there's only the large economies that survive. In essence, only the wealthy and the elite can trade. Maybe an example of the hypermarkets we have, and then compare them to the smaller high street shops, which have been closed down because you have these massive hypermarkets, which sort of cut them down. And then to drum up support, they used religion. So in 450 CE, there is a flood. It's known as the flood of Ma'arib. The Quran refers to it as Sayl al-Arim. This was the dam of Arim, and it breaks and water rushes out, and all the lush gardens and all the lush greenery is destroyed. And instead of, Allah says, we gave them barren gardens which only had bitter fruit and spiky fruit, which was inedible. He also says, فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَحَادِيثِ, we made them into a story, a historical example of ungratefulness and greed. So now some people migrated to Medina, and these eventually became the tribes of Aus and Khazraj, which then were part of the Ansar, or the helpers of those who came from Mecca. Now when this capital, this trade capital, agricultural capital, was completely annihilated, it created an economic vacuum. And the Prophet's great-grandfather, Hashim, and his brothers recognized this vacuum, and they signed trade agreements with Syria, Ethiopia, Yemen, and Iraq, which resulted in Mecca being now the trade capital of the region. Just over a century later, there's a military coup in Yemen, and the one who takes over is called Abraha, and he wants to make Yemen great again. He wishes to restore it to its former glory. So in the capital city of Sana'a, he builds a massive church, and he calls it Al-Qulais, which actually means it's so tall that if you looked up, your headgear would fall off. He wished to divert people from Mecca to Yemen. Now when the Quraysh found out about this, they were angry, and they sent some people to investigate these. In their anger, the people who were sent there desecrated the church. Abraha was furious and decided to attack Mecca and destroy the Kaaba. With help from his friends in Habasha, which is Ethiopia, which was just across the strait, he gets some elephants. And with his army of elephants, he marches towards Mecca. And this is where Surah number 105, the elephant, comes in, where he attempts to destroy the Kaaba. A flock of birds, وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ, which pelts the army with these little stones of baked clay. Quran calls them sijil. Many interpretations. It could be these birds which pelt them with stones from a height which penetrated their skins, or whether it was an illness brought by these birds which affected them so drastically. The last ayah of Surah Al-Fil says, فَجَعَلَهُمْ قَأَسْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. So he made them as though they were eaten straw. All we know that this army was destroyed. They looked like chewed up, eaten leaves. It is said that after this destruction, the ground appeared as if a flat sheet made up of squashed men and elephants had been laid down on it. But in essence, Surah As-Sabah has a lot of connections with all the history that we've learned. We've got to put it all together. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be grateful and not be greedy. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.